Tom said there was a shadow in the basement. He said you couldn't even see him there, could you? Skeeter had finished up cleaning up. He said, yes, you could. He said, Tom, we really did. He's a little old man with long hair. And he says he got frightened eyes and torn, tattered pants on and barefoot. Mrs. Miller looked amused. And did he have a long green nose and great big green ears? No. He had a nose like mine and ears like mine. Nancy looked, boy, he must have been a homely one. How dare you talk to me like that, Nancy? He said, you're just jealous because I'm the most handsome boy in the territory. Oh, Skeeter. Oh, Nancy. Tom looked at both of them. All right, cut it out. Said, Jackie, now look, we've gone through this, first with the horses, now with a shadow. Now you expect me to believe that in the basement of this house, and he looked around, in this place, there's this creature in the basement. He's not a creature, Tom. He's just a man like you and me, only smaller. And he's got long hair because he hadn't had a haircut. And he needs a shave. And he needs some new pants and a pair of shoes. He says, boys, I don't want to hear any more about it. I'm not going to go check on this because, honestly, I don't believe it. Mr. Miller, do you believe it? Well, let's say that it's a story that's hard to believe. Jackie looked disappointed. All right, Tom, I just want you to know that we saw one there and that we told you about it. And you're the sheriff. And when a citizen reports to the sheriff of something and the sheriff refuses to investigate, that's your problem, Tom. Well, never had a citizen talk to me like that before. Well, Tom, you're trying to tell me that I'm imagining things. Well, anyway, I don't intend to investigate until I have more information, and you're not going to go back there anymore. Is that clear? Yes, Tom. Skeeter looked around. He says, you people think I'm just a big liar, don't you? He said, Jackie and I tell big lies. That's what we do. Nancy smiled. She said, yes, you can say that again. We don't tell lies. He said, we really saw it. Well, I'll tell you, boys, if you could have brought the shadow with you, he said he wouldn't come. We tried to bring him. Oh, you tried to bring him. And I suppose he refused to come. Yeah, how did you know, Tom? He says, what reason did he give? That he didn't have his new suit? He said, no, the reason he gave was because his brothers were going to kill him if he left the place. Oh. And did he know anything about the Palomino ponies? He said, sure, Tom, of course. He said, his brothers stole them. He said, they're going to trade them to the Indians. He said, for a lot of gold and land and furs and everything. He said, actually, they're going to cheat the Indians. That's what they're going to do. Tom looked around the room at the others, and they all shook their heads. Well, in all my years, I have never heard such a fantastic story. Jackie says, well, you've heard it now, and it's the truth. Tom turned to Jackie. He says, all right, Jackie, I heard it. I don't believe it, and the case is closed. I don't want to hear any more about it. All right, Tom, I won't say any more about it. He says, but Jackie, I'm not going to say anything about it. He said, it's getting late. I think you boys better get up to bed. The boys went on upstairs, and Nancy left. Mrs. Miller was clearing off the table. Tom looked rather puzzled at Mr. Miller. He said, do you think the boys are telling the truth? Well, Tom, I'm going to tell you the truth. He says, I don't agree with you 100%. I think maybe the boys must have seen something. Now, I'm not going to say that there is a little old man with a long beard and bare feet. And I'm not going to say there are Palomino ponies, but I'm sure the boys must have seen something there. Do you know Skeeter well enough to say things like that? Well, now I know Skeeter. He has a wild imagination. He could see grizzly bears in a tree. He said, well, that's why I don't believe him. And he said, he can convince Jackie. Do you remember the little thing they did with the frog in the birthday present for Nancy? He said, that was Skeeter. Mr. Miller laughed. He said, yeah, I guess maybe you're right. He said, well, that's going to be your problem, Tom. He said, and I'm going to forget it. And they did. The next few days, nothing was said about the house of the seven shadows or the seventh shadow. Jackie and Skeeter tried not to talk about it except when they were alone. Sometimes when they were in the garden throwing pebbles in the pool trying to find Croaky, Skeeter said, Jackie, he said, you think we ought to go back there? He says, no. He said, you heard what Tom said. It was several nights later when they were all in the parlor after supper, and Chinky had decided to pop some popcorn, and he brought it in, and they were all sitting there visiting, and Chinky brought in the big bowl, and Mrs. Miller says, thank you, Chinky. Ah, me valley happy. Pop, 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 all the time. Me go pop, 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 pop. He says, yeah, and he's going to pop himself one of these days. He says, thank you, Chinky. Now, me valley happy. Me valley happy to do, though. And he shuffled off back to the kitchen, taking short shuffling steps. He said, boy, the way he walks. He said, play some music and he'd be dancing. That's not very nice, Skeeter. He said, he's doing the best he can, and he's a very good cook, better than you are. Well, I can't cook. You can say that again. I can't cook. I heard you, I heard you. It was getting very late when Tom finally yawned. He said, Tom, you getting sleepy? He said, lullaby and good night. Close your eyes and sleep tight. I'm going to close your eyes and you're not going to sleep very tight. I think I'll go to bed. Just as Skeeter started to leave, he was going through the kitchen, heading upstairs. There was a knock at the door. Who that? Skeeter turned back and ran back into the parlor, just about bumped into Tom. He said, Tom, there's somebody at the door. He says, I heard it. He said, who would be coming this late? He said, I don't know. Probably Boogeyman. Who's out this late? He says, yeah, that's probably who it is. Yeah, I think I will go upstairs. He says, you stay right here. Mr. Miller asked Tom, do you want me to go to the door? He says, no. And pretty soon they heard it again, a little bit louder. Tom got rather concerned himself because somebody was very anxious that somebody come to the door fast. He says, I'll take care of it. He went over to the door. His guns were hanging on the rack. He put on his guns. Skeeter's eyes popped out. Hey, Jackie, he said, when Tom puts on his guns, look out. He said, what do you think I'm doing? Tom opened the door. Skeeter let out a scream. He said, Tom, look out! Tom just stood there, quite puzzled and bewildered. He says, yes. And there standing before him were three men. The one in the front had a white tunic on and a turban, a white turban with a gray big sapphire in the middle, and the two of them standing in back. Good evening. Good evening, he says. What could I do for you? We have been told that we may find the sheriff here. He said, that's me, yes, Tom Dawson. We've come a long way. We are seeking two Palomino ponies that have been stolen from us. Skeeter's eyes popped out. He said, did you hear that, Jackie? He says, I heard. He says, won't you come in? They came in and Tom closed the door. He says, my name is Prince Ahmed and my assistants, Addis and Ababa. And they all bowed. Tom and Jackie and Skeeter and Nancy and all of them bowed. They bowed. Jackie, Skeeter, and all of them bowed. Skeeter said, when did this stop? They bowed, and they bowed. Tom says, when he bows, don't bow anymore. So he bowed because it was a custom that they had the last bow. And finally they stopped. Skeeter said, whew, I'm getting tired. He says, now, you say that you are searching for two Palomino ponies? That is correct. We have traced them this far, and we have lost the trail. You see, in my country, we worship the Palomino pony. They were stolen from us, and we must find them. We have traveled many, many miles. Well, I will certainly do my best to try to find them for you. Skeeter, he said, Tom, didn't I tell you that we saw the Palomino ponies? Prince Ahmed took a few steps forward. He says, what did you say, child? He said, we saw him over at the, and he looked around, Chinky was gone. He said, at the House of the Seven Shadows. He said, I'm not familiar with the House of Seven Shadows. Very strange name. What is this? Tom said, well, it's a long story. Look, we can't do anything tonight. He said, but if you're willing to stay here, we can accommodate you. And he said, the first thing in the morning, we will go to the House of the Seven Shadows and see if we can trace the Palomino ponies down. Jackie just stood there kind of smiling. Tom looked at him. All right, Jackie, you were right. I was wrong. So are you going to sit there and grin all evening? He says, no, but we tried to tell you, Tom. He says, all right, I was wrong. So the boys had seen the ponies. He said, they also know of one of the shadows who might give us information. So he said, tomorrow morning we will go there. He said, you may use the upstairs room. Tom says, you're welcome to mine. And so they made accommodations for him. It was a very strange evening. Jackie and Skeeter finally went to bed. Jackie looked at Skeeter. He says, Jackie, do you think that is really Prince who? He says, Prince Ahmed. Do you think he's really a prince, or do you think? He said, those are the shadows in disguise. He says, in the middle of the night, when we're asleep, they're going to come in the door. They're going to open the door, and they're going to come in here and get us. He said, Jackie, I'm scared. He said, well, you're scaring yourself. He said, oh, yes, I am I? He says, no, I don't. But, of course, you never know, do you? He said, I don't believe them. I think they're shadows. Jackie said, well, Tom knows what he's doing. He said, he knows what he's doing. Finally, the boys went into bed. Jackie couldn't go to sleep. He remembered what Skeeter had said. I don't trust him. Could they be the shadows getting revenge or not? Skeeter was snoring. Jackie tried to sleep with one eye closed. Then he would rest that one and close the other one, try to sleep. It was past midnight when he thought he heard footsteps. He sat up in bed. He was certain he heard it. He tiptoed out of bed and went to the door. And sure enough, going down the steps, he had just missed him. He saw Addison Ababa. He says, Skeeter. Skeeter. Skeeter? Skeeter, I think you're right. He says, come on. He went over there and grabbed Skeeter and shook him. He says, Skeeter! Gah! Skeeter let out a scream. And want to know what's going on? What's going on? He says, shh. He says, I think you're right, Skeeter. They're shadows. He said, really? He said, well, they're sneaking around the room. He says, Jackie. He said, what are we going to do? He says, I don't know. Come on, let's follow them. So they got out of bed, and as they stuck their head around the corner, they saw Addison Ababa going down the steps and headed for the kitchen. What they're going to do? He says, I don't know. Come on. The boys could hear him in the kitchen. Skeeter looked at Jackie. He said, I'm scared. He said, pick up that chair. He said, I'll get this one when they come out. He says, let them have it. He said, I'm not tall enough. He says, I'll stand on a chair. So Skeeter got a chair and stood on it, took another chair and put it over his head. Jackie got a chair and he stood on it. He says, now when they come out, he says, let them have it. Pretty soon they heard something rattling in there, and they could hear something like water. He said, what's that? I don't know. Pretty soon they saw him come out. He said, here they come. Jackie held his chair up high, and just as Addis came through, Jackie took the chair and began to crash it down over his head. He stepped back, and both boys swung the chair down, and the force of the chair, both of them came tumbling down in the middle among the chairs. Addis and Ababa stood there shaking their heads. Very strange customs. Tom heard the noise. He came out very quickly. He says, what's going on? He lit the lamp. He says, Jackie, Skeeter. He says, what's going on? I don't know. Addis smiled. He says, we came for a drink. He says, I'm sorry if we disturbed the household. Oh, he said, you didn't disturb anything. These boys are disturbed. He says, we are very sorry. We shall go back upstairs. They went on upstairs. Tom looked at Jackie. He said, well, Jackie. Well, Tom, he says, I don't know. I guess I'm all on edge. I got the willies. He said, you're going to have more than the willies if you don't stop all this nonsense. He says, you get up to bed and get to sleep. He says, we got probably a long, hard day tomorrow. He says, or you're not even going. He said, I'll go. We're going to bed. I'm asleep. I'm sleeping already. Jackie followed him up the steps. Yeah, don't snore on the way up. How could I snore? He says, well, knowing you, you could do almost anything. They finally crawled into bed and went to sleep. Bright and early the next morning, Jackie was up first. He said, come on, Skeeter, wake up, Skeeter. Ooh, I'm sleepy. He said, are you going to go with us? He said, of course. He said, how could you get along without me? He said, it'd be real hard. He said, Jackie, were you really scared last night? And he said, well, a little bit. He said, I wasn't. You weren't? He said, no. He said, I just pretended to be scared. He said, you know what had happened? He said, if a shadow came through that door now, he said, you know what I'd do? He said, I'd get out my sharp knife, and as he came in, I'd cut off his head and throw it in his face. That's what I'd do. You'd do what? Yeah, cut off his head and throw it in his face. That's what I'd do. He said, yeah, like I say, you can do the impossible things. Skeeter laughed. He said, I did joking, Jackie. He said, I'd look him straight in the eye, and he'd look me straight in the eye, and then I would look up, and then I would run like all get out. He said, that's what I thought. That's the Skeeter I know. Tom yelled. He said, boys! Jackie yelled back, we're coming, we're coming. Jackie started down the steps two at a time. Skeeter said, wait for me. He jumped on the banister and slid all the way down. As he got to the bottom, Tom took his hand and swatted him. Woo! He said, you enjoy sliding down the banister? He said, I do until I get to the bottom. He said, you go back up and walk down. He said, all right, Tom. He said, I'm just trying to get in a hurry is all. He said, but not sliding down the banister. He says, next time you're going to go up faster than you came down. Yes, sir, Tom. He walked back down. Nancy was smiling. She says, thank you, Tom. He needed that. He needed it. What did you say? He said, I said I needed that. Oh, that's what I thought you said. Finally, Addis and Ababa and Prince Ahmed came down the steps. Everybody stood up. Prince Ahmed bowed. Tom, Nancy, and all of them bowed. Prince Ahmed bowed. He said, how long is this going to go on again? He said, every time he bows, we have to bow. And every time we bow, he has to bow. And they did. Tom looked at Skeeter. He said, Skeeter? Yes, sir. He bowed, Prince Ahmed bowed, and finally Tom says, don't bow because he must return the bow every time we do. It's just their custom. So finally Prince Ahmed and Addis and Ababa bowed, and then they stopped. Because as long as Skeeter or somebody would bow, then they had to bow and return the respects. Good morning. Good morning, Prince Ahmed. Won't you be seated over here? And he seated them down, and Chinky came out. He was real excited about having such important people as Prince Ahmed. As they ate their breakfast, Prince Ahmed was telling them about the Palomino ponies and how his people worshipped the Palomino ponies, that they must find them at all cost. Skeeter and Jackie told Tom and Prince Ahmed what they knew about it. So in a few minutes, they had finished eating and they were saddling up the horses when one of the men came in. He says, Tom, he says, your horse has something, I think a rock in his foot or something. You won't be able to ride him. He said, well, that doesn't matter. He said, give me the big white one. He said, I'll take it. So they saddled up the big white one for him, and of course Skeeter had pickles and Jackie had patches, and they finally were all saddled up, including Addis and Ababa and Prince Ahmed. Prince Ahmed always rode ahead side by side with Tom. Finally, when they got to the place, to the house of the Seven Shadows, they left the horses where they always left them, and they sneaked down to the barn. Jackie and Skeeter were the first ones in and crawled all over the manger. He said, would you over here, Prince Ahmed? So they start looking around, and of course there were no horses. May I ask again, where did you see the horses, Jackie? He says, right here, come on, I'll show you. Prince Ahmed got down on his knees, looked at the dirt. He says, Addis, Ababa, you see. They got down and looked, and they both looked at Prince Ahmed and smiled. Our horses were here, Prince Ahmed. Tom looked down. He said, how do you know that? He says, you see this insignia on the horseshoe? It's very plain over here. That is my insignia, the insignia of Prince Ahmed and his people. Oh. Jackie looked at Tom, and Tom looked at Jackie. He says, all right, Jackie, I should have thought of that. I should have thought of it. I didn't say anything, Tom. He says, now, the horses aren't here. Let's go over and talk to the Seven Shadow. Jackie says, well, come with me this way. So they went over to the cellar door. Prince Ahmed looked at Tom and asked, maybe we should go alone? No, he said, I'm the sheriff. He says, you and I and the boys will go. The rest of you may stay here. They opened the cellar door, and Jackie, of course, lit the candle. And they started down into the cellar, brushing away the cobwebs, kicking in old empty boxes and so forth. Every so often a rat or a mouse would scamper across. Finally, Skeeter looked around. He said, he's down here somewhere. He said, yoo-hoo, is you here? We is back. He said, Skeeter, maybe I better. He says, Seventh Shadow. He says, this is the sheriff. He says, you may come out, no harm will come to you. They listened, heard nothing. Tom, I think the last time we saw him was behind that big box. Come on. They walked closer in. He says, if you hear me, I want you to come out. No harm will come to you. Nothing happened. Finally, Jackie went behind the box. He said, he's not here. He's not anywhere. Finally, Jackie said, Tom, he said, there is a secret passage door that goes from the basement upstairs. He said, he may be hiding in there. He says, where is the door? He said, well, Skeeter, where was it? Over here? He said, no, over here. I don't remember because I stumbled about here. And they began to push on it. And finally, they felt something that felt like a piece of board sticking out. And they pushed it, and the door opened. And when it opened, Skeeter let out his scream again, because there, standing behind the door, was the Seventh Shadow, with his long beard and hair, tattered trousers and bare feet, and his eyes frightened and scared. Nobody said a word. "Why don't you come out?" He says, "I'm the sheriff." He says, "My name is Tom Dawson. I won't harm you. Come." Tom reached out. The seven shadows stepped back. "No. Now they will kill me." He said, "They will think I brought you here." "And I didn't. I didn't." Tom reached out. He says, "Come sit down." And finally he took him by the arm and set him down on a box. He says, "We're not here to harm you. All we want is some information." He says, "Your brothers have stolen some horses belonging to Prince Ahmed." The little old man looked up. "Those were your horses?" "Yes, you see, my people worship the Palomino ponies. We must have them back. We must." "I see. All right, I will tell you." He says, "But they will kill me." "No, they won't." He says, "I'm the sheriff. We'll protect you." He says, "Now tell us what happened." "They have taken the Palomino ponies to the Indian village to the north to trade for furs and gold and land." He says, "You will have to hurry because they had left this morning with the horses." He says, "This morning?" He says, "All right, they probably got a number of hours lead on us. We're going to have to hurry." He says, "All right, men, let's saddle up and go." And as they start to leave, the little shadow grabbed Tom by the arm. He says, "Mr. Sheriff," he says, "take me with you. I have stayed here too long now. I have been frightened too long." He says, "My brothers are thieves and robbers and killers. I am not. I have never done anyone any harm." He says, "I will help you find them." Tom looked. Prince Ahmed smiled. He says, "He may come, Sheriff, if you wish." Tom smiled. He says, "All right." He says, "We'll have a horse for you." Tom said, "We'll have a horse for you." He sent one of the men back so that he could bring up another horse and catch up with them. So they began to leave and go get their horses. Tom was riding the big white horse, which he didn't like too well, but as we said before, his horse had something wrong with his foot, had a pebble or something in it. Finally, they all mounted up, and Tom was going to track them down. They waited around for a while, hoping that the man from the ranch had come. Tom realized it would be quite a while, so they started. At noon, they camped. The man finally caught up with them with food and water because they didn't know how many days they would be on the tracking spree. Tom would walk around, look around, ride up the hill, and every so often he would come back. Prince Ahmed looked at him. "Why do you go to the top of the hill and look and get off your horse and look at the ground?" He says, "Well, I learned a lot of this from the Indians." He says, "If you put your ear to the ground, you can hear horses' hoofs for many miles away." He said, "If you look at the ground, you'll see broken twigs or broken blades of grass, which means that somebody had passed recently." Prince Ahmed smiled. He says, "You were very smart, Sheriff." He said, "No, not very smart." He said, "It just everybody knows it that lives around here." He says, "You probably don't have that in your country." Prince Ahmed laughed again. He says, "In my country, there are no twigs to step on, only sand. And in a few minutes, wind come and footprints disappear. Like the daylight at night, or the darkness in the daylight." "Yes, I guess that's true." He said, "But we're on the right track." And he says, "We can't be too far behind." He says, "See how fresh this grass looks where it's broken?" He said, "Now, had it been a day or so, it would be repairing itself and probably coming back up." He says, "I would say that we are probably not over 2 or 3 hours behind them." "Well, let us hurry, Sheriff. Let us hurry." He says, "We must get the Palomino ponies." He says, the village, Indian village, is at least a day away. He says, we'll have to catch up with them probably before night or the first thing in the morning. So they traveled and traveled, and Tom was watching. Jackie and Skeeter were riding along with the little old Shadow, the seventh Shadow, and he